Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage. We're now at the end of this Christmas cycle, this cycle in which we contemplate the great mystery of the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. We remember so many things about the incarnation that we could be overwhelmed with the reality that God became man so that man can become God. And we might just gloss over that in a way that we don't really think about what we're saying. But what we're saying is that the two realms, the heavenly realm and the earthly realm, are one. And they're one especially in the person of Jesus Christ, the person who died on this cross, the person who lies in the manger, one and the same, our Lord Jesus Christ, come down from heaven, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. We say all these things and we contemplate the mystery, but we have to enter more and more and more into the mystery of ourselves. We have to actually transform through God's grace in order to be able to see God. God reveals himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. God reveals himself in the sacraments of the church. God reveals himself in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We hear Paul say today, "You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." The church is the recipient of the mysteries of God. And the sacraments given by Christ are our sacraments because they are where heaven and earth unite. In baptism, we become one with the Holy Trinity in a way that is initiated and begun for a whole lifetime. In the sacrament of holy penance, we come and find forgiveness and mercy that God gives us through his grace. At the holy sacrifice of the altar, we receive his body and blood, not just as a token, but as something real, something vibrant, something alive, something mystical, something beautiful. God is giving us himself in Jesus. We see it in this time of the year when we celebrate the coming of the wise men to the stable, to the manger, when they see the God that they had looked for. The Gentiles came looking for God. The Gentiles came looking. We are their heirs. We're not Jews. We're the Gentiles. But Paul says that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Co-partners. What does that mean? Why are we co-partners with the Jews? We are co-partners with the Jews because the Lord is asking us this very day to do something for him, to be something for him. That just as he became man to us, so we might, in a sense, be God to other people. How do we do that? We do that by trying to do his will. Jesus said constantly, "Lo, I come to do your will, Father. Lo, I come to do your will. Not my will, but yours be done." We are called to follow Jesus, to take up our cross daily and follow him, to walk with him, to talk with him, to pray with him, to be with him. So today, as you all come and I come to this holy sacrifice, and we offer there something, what? Ourselves on the altar with him. He offers something back to us. He offers us his life, his divinity, his goodness, his mercy, his beauty, and his love. We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage.